Welcome to the Townships at 12 Summer Edition. I am taking a break from my regular weekly shows for the summer, but I will be doing some shows here and there, and I will keep you posted. Today, I will be welcoming yoga instructor Dominique Lagnol. Dominique has been a yoga instructor for over 20 years, and she, with her friend Leah, who is also a yoga instructor, will be having a yoga fest on Saturday, August 1st, from 12 noon to 9:30 p.m., and I will be speaking to Dominique about the event in today's show. So we'll start off the show today with a song by Jack Johnson, and the song is called Better Together. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM. Now, next up on the show, I will be talking with yoga instructor Dominique Lagnol. She's been a yoga instructor now for over 20 years, and she and her friend Leah are organizing a yoga fest. It's called the Secret Garden Yoga Fest, Bloom and Breathe. Come, flow, grow, and connect. And that happens on August 1st, this Saturday. Starts at 12 noon and it goes until 9:30. Now, you don't have to stay for the whole day. It's $40 a person if you stay for the whole day. And if you want to come after 5 p.m., it's only $20. Now, some of the activities during the day will be partner yoga, yoga lattes, rock painting, swimming, Yin yoga, outdoor movies, they're having one of those, snacks, and more. And this will be happening at 2455 College Street in Lenoxville. So next up, I will be speaking to Dominic about this great event. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'm really happy to welcome Dominic Lania to the Townships at 12 today. Now, she has an event coming up, she and her friend Leah. And for those who haven't heard about it yet, this is the Secret Garden Fest, by the way, that's the event. So tell us about it, Dominic.
Hi, thank you for having us. Well, we are very excited to have the festival here at the Little Farmhouse in Lenoxville. And we're here to just showcase the local businesses and just to get the community together. We're going to have a full day of fun. We have some activities and some arts and crafts and, of course, a lot of yoga. And, we're just looking forward to good weather and some people showing up and having fun and getting to enjoy the garden with us.
Now, where did the idea for this festival come from?
Well, Leah and I are both yoga instructors, and we just wanted to do something outside with yoga, and not just yoga, but really just getting the community together. And since we're both yoga instructors, we thought, hey, we have to include obviously some beautiful yoga into this. And the idea just came to us being in this farm. I don't know if you can hear the chickens.
But
we have
free
range chicken. We have. And it's just such a magical space. And it's just the best space, really, just to do some yoga, get connected to nature and breathe and get connected with other people from the community.
Okay.
Get to know one another,
Exactly. Yeah. The event takes place at 2455 College Street in Lenoxville. Where exactly is that? You said you had a farm?
Yes, it's a little farmhouse. So actually, we have Harvest Host here, and you can even come and put your camper, your RV. We do have enough space for that. And you can come in. It's right in front of the University Bishop. So just on the other side, just before the roundabout, there's this cute little farm on one side, and that's where it is, the Secret Garden. So you come on through. There's lots of parking, lots of space, and come enjoy the garden, some yoga, some nice beverages, and get to know the community.
Okay. Now, what day is that on? It's in August?
Yes, it's Saturday, August 1st. So I'm teaching yoga at the Boomerang in the morning. That's where we all got to meet each other. And that's a beautiful yoga studio at King Street. And then that's where we all met. And that's where we're going to start our day and then come here and sit up for 12. So at 12 o'clock, everyone is welcome. And we're going to go up until the evening, have a little movie night as well. So you guys bring comfortable chairs, some pillows, and we'll take care of the snacks.
Okay, lots of different activities planned. I was reading some of them. There's yoga partners, I guess. There's yin yoga. There's rock painting. There's swimming, all kinds of different things. So tell us about those.
Well, we want to incorporate the nature, like I said, the beautiful space that we have, and doing a mandala with the earth. So just offering the earth some beauty, some art. And then from that, we're going to as well take a little bit of the earth by painting on some rock and then having some nice affirmation, putting that. We have lots of arts and crafts. We have crown making as well with some flowers. And it's just going to be fun for kids, but also for adults. So it's really for everyone.
Exactly. Yes. Now, is this a bilingual event or is it mostly English, or how does that work?
It's mostly English, actually. Yeah. Yes. So we are offering an English festival in Lenoxville because we are all English speakers, and we love to get to know the community. And also, there's not much yoga, only one studio that I work at that I'm aware that we have English classes at the Boomerang. So again, it's nice to have some yoga and to include everyone, because a lot of people here, I do speak English, and we want to share it in this language.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the event...
But also, everyone speaks French.
Okay, good. So it's some French people are welcome too.
Bilingual.
That's great. Good.
Yes, of course. Okay. Of course. Everyone's welcome. Yeah.
Now, some people feel intimidated by yoga. And is this event geared toward people that are complete beginners or experienced yoga?
Yeah, it's absolutely for everyone. And if you are intimidated by yoga, I do welcome you to come. And there's all sorts of yoga. We have chair yoga. We have floor yoga. We have partner yoga for support. And it's super fun, you know. So yoga is basically just to get together, to get into union, to yoke. So we want to include everyone. And it's just about taking this moment and to connect. So yeah, it's absolutely for everyone, kids of all ages.
Okay.
And yeah.
Good. Now, what do people need to bring? Do they need to bring a yoga mat? Anything specific?
Yes, absolutely. If they do have a yoga mat, an outdoor yoga mat, that would be fantastic. So if they want to bring as well some water, we'll have some water here, some beverages, we'll have some beverages here. But, you know, you can bring your own stuff. What we do recommend is a towel if you go swimming and, a yoga mat. And that's pretty much it, you know, just yourself.
Okay.
Just come as you are. Yeah. And you don't need, if you don't have a yoga mat, don't worry about it. Like, we'll have a few yoga mats here. So again, everybody is welcome. And if you've never tried yoga, this is a great opportunity to get to try yoga outside in nature and get to know your community.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been into yoga?
I've been a yoga instructor for 20 years now.
Wow.
So a little while.
Yeah. How did you get into it?
You know, a friend brought me to a yoga class, and that's what it's all about. I think a friend brought me, it made me feel great. I got to breathe and get out of my head for an hour, and it was fantastic. And I just immediately enjoyed how it made me feel. So a friend got me into it, and that's how it started. And then the great thing about yoga is you can travel the world, and there's always a yoga class you can go and attend. So it's great practice. It's a great practice that you can enjoy all over by yourself or with other people.
Now, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity to relax and disconnect too. What kind of atmosphere are you hoping people experience throughout the day?
Oh, well, we hope that people get to experience exactly what they came here to get. But definitely peace, definitely a little sense of calmness and fun and community. And this is such a magical space. We hear the birds, we have the river. So just experience a little beauty, a little calmness and connecting with nature and connecting with people. That's what we hope, you know, that people have fun, have a good time. They leave with a smile and they want to come back and do some more yoga.
Okay.
And get to know some new people. Yeah.
Good. Now, you mentioned children and families. Are they welcome?
Everybody is welcome. Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome. Absolutely. If you have kids, you know, it's a magical place for kids as for adults. So we have some vests as well if they want to go in water. So we have all the safety vests. We have some paddle boards and canoes. And then, yeah, all kids are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to be absolutely fun for kids because lots of arts and crafts. So, yeah, like I said, it's for kids of all ages, people with, you know, any kind of a body, all body. Everybody is welcome, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned snacks. Yeah. There's going to be some snacks, too, throughout the day?
Yes, of course, we'll have some snacks. We'll have some food, some a vendor as well. So we're going to definitely keep you hydrated and a little bit of food. But if you want to bring some food of your own, if you're planning to come for the whole day, you're more than welcome to bring your own food.
Mm-hmm. Now, the festival starts at noon and it runs until 9:30 p.m. Tell us about the outdoor movie. There's an outdoor movie planned too?
Yeah, so after our yoga, we're going to set up a very chill spot. We have an outdoor, like a screen and projector, and we're going to get comfy again, eat some yummy snack, and cozy up and watch a little movie, outdoor movie night. So super fun. If you want to arrive earlier during the day, or you just want to make it for the evening part, everything is either or, is both great.
Okay. So it's $40 for the full day from noon to 9:30 in the evening. And if you come at 5 and go until 9:30, it's 20. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. And it's donation based. So if you, you know, also if you can't, you know, afford the full $20, everybody is welcome. It is as suggested, but it's super duper appreciated.
Okay. Now, how can people register, or can they just show up, or how does it go?
You can just show up, but you can pre-register as well. There is a link. I should know this at the top of my head, but there is a link, and I can give it to you later. Like,
okay,
right now,
no problem. Maybe if you have a phone number, can we give your phone number? Or?
Yes, exactly. You can absolutely give my phone number. My phone number is 702-741-9269.
Good. That sounds good. What do you hope people will take home with them after spending the day at the Secret Garden Yoga Fest?
Some good vibrations, for sure. Some good memories, and the sense of community and connecting with nature, and just having to have a day of play.
Mm-hmm. And what if it rains?
I know, that is a possibility. So we're hoping that the rain will not be an issue. But if it is, it depends, obviously, how much it does rain. We are planning to do it on the day, on August 1st. If the weather is not with us, that's something that we will address, but we can always push it back another week. But we're hoping that the weather is going to be nice and it's going to work out. With a little bit of rain, we can manage.
Okay.
Yeah. We have gazebos and stuff like that.
That's great. Are you hoping to start a yoga class, if this goes well, in Lenoxville in English?
Yes, that would be great. That would be absolutely great. That would be very great. I know there's a beautiful studio that opened up as well that I'm pretty sure they offer English classes, but I would love to teach in English. And we're planning to do it like a regular thing here at the farmhouse. So yes, we are planning to have some English yoga classes, at least here outdoors for the summer.
Oh, that would be great. Where did you learn your English, Dominic?
Oh, well, I learned it when I was a child. I have some family that my family's bilingual. My cousins are English and my aunts as well. And then when I was a teenager, I left Canada and I went abroad to London, England for 10 years, where I got to start my yoga career there. And then I went to the United States for another 15 years. So yeah, that's where I pretty much learned my English, that and TV.
Okay, that's great. So let's see, the Secret Garden Yoga Fest, that is coming up on Saturday, August 1st, 2455 College Street in Lenoxville, the farm right beside the roundabout. Starts at 12 and goes until 9:30, or if you can only make it later in the day, you can come at 5 and go until 9:30. It's $40 for the whole day and $20 for the half day. Anything else that we left out that you'd like to add, Dominic?
Looking forward to hosting, this festival and having some people around. So no, thank you so much, Maureen. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to having you as well and the whole team. So thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And it's great learning about the festival. So that is coming up Saturday, August 1st. So if you're thinking of trying it, that's a good place to try it and take in all the fun of the day. Okay. Thanks very much, Dominic, and all the best on the event.
Bye. Take care.
You too. Bye. And next up, we have some community events for you here on the Townships at 12. The Secret Garden Yoga Fest, August 1st, 12 noon to 9:30 in the evening. Partner yoga, yoga lattes, rock painting, swimming, yin yoga, outdoor movies, snacks, and more. It happens at 2455 College Street in Lenoxville. It will be in English. It's $40 a person, or $20 if you come after 5 p.m. Come, flow, grow, and connect. So let's bloom together. Again, August 1st, 12 noon to 9:30 p.m. It's time again for the annual Groove Fest in Lenoxville, happening at Queen's Square on August 8th. Starts at 1:30. Admission is free. Lots of different bands and music, so should be a great day. A night of Shakespeare in two acts at the Haskell Opera House. The Bard hits the boards at the Haskell Opera House as Memphremagog Community Theater, MCT, makes its performance debut with A Night of Shakespeare in two acts. August 14th, 15th, and 16th. The admission to the show is by donation only. Suggested donation, $20 to $30. Pay what you can, either in advance online, memfreetheater.org/general-7, or at the door, cash or check. All donations will support this and future productions. Performances are Friday and Saturday, August 14th and 15th at 7 p.m. and August 16th at 2 p.m. Mempremega Community Theater is a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating and supporting local theater in the Northeast Kingdom and Eastern Townships. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM. And next up, we're going to have some health news, and today it will be by Ted Silver.
This is a CJMQ health update. Quebec's obstetricians and gynecologists are taking legal action over what they say is a long-standing gender pay gap. The Doctors Association has filed a court challenge against the province's Federation of Medical Specialists, arguing that specialties dominated by women continue to earn significantly less than those with mostly male physicians. The Federation says about 75% of obstetricians and gynecologists are women. According to the association, female majority specialties earned about 30% less than male majority specialties in 2020, and they say that gap still exists today. The doctors are asking the court to recognize the disparity and order changes to the compensation system. The Federation says it plans to defend itself in court. That's the latest health update on 88.9 The Cube.
I want to thank all my listeners today. And don't forget, the weekend, August 1st, Saturday, check out the Secret Garden Yoga Fest. It's happening at 2455 College Street in Lennoxville. It's in English. And it starts at 12 noon, goes into 9:30 in the evening. But you don't have to spend the whole day. Just come by, check it out if you want. And if you come after 5, it's $20. And if you're interested in the whole day, it's $40 a person. So lots of activities. It's actually fun for the whole family. And if you've thought about yoga and want to try it out, well, that's the place to do it. I want to thank Dominique Lanuel for the interview today and all the information she gave. And we're going to close today's show with a song called Reach Out, and it's by Victoria Monet. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
When's the last time that you reached out?